Stand in cold water. For 3 seconds. When to start counting? Stand in cold water. Our inability to swim forever is our inability to see. Over a night sea journey, she saw a parade of wooden horses, carrying buckets full of sand, salt, and seagulls, that moves forward or backward every 3 seconds. Stand in cold water. Each day, a caravan is parked in a different spot. Such attempt can be practiced in Brasilia, as well as in Chandigarh. Spending a lifetime building a place which can be approached by land or sea. Sturdy, humid, pink, in all sincerity. At first sight, it looks like a parade of wooden horses that move forward or backward every 3 seconds. The passage from one to another involves not a journey, but a change of elements. Stand in cold water. The smell of Vietnamese Cape jasmine, first read in translation from French. The smell of subway is read in Chinese, and sometimes in French, but not in British. Sitting down for a cup of coffee in the shade. Humid, pink. A palm tree next to a pine tree. Some trees, some bird, some sky. There's no line at the Danish embassy. One is told not to go to the German embassy because there is a line. A parade of wooden horses, carrying buckets full of ice and fish fins that move forward or backward every 3 seconds. A security guard at the ICA is also an adjunct professor at the museum school. Some exhibits are lined up years in advance. When to start counting? Stand in cold water. He wants to look at a painting, like looking at a sunset. Some sunsets are pinker than others. Sturdy, humid, pink, in all sincerity. Old buildings appear heavier or lighter, depending on the outfit one wears in the photo. Architects think in panoramas, in parade of wooden horses. Amateurs think depth of field can be used as a tool of separation. Some Mondays are free and for everyone. Those days are crowded, but things larger than life are always experienced the same. On about the 50th day, they meet in a museum filled with eternal creatures. By now, the technique has been perfected. The physical impossibility of death has been comprehended among the living. Consumers strolling from one painting to the next, delicately chewing on the same food. The parade moves forward or backward every 3 seconds or so. Stand in cold water. The prediction being that there's no delay. At a rate of 24 frames per second, she watched his entire life lived backwards. It's unbearable when time on the screen corresponds with time on one's watch. We live all the time. Each day, a caravan is parked in a different spot. Mostly one-way streets, some intersect with two-way streets, places where a little belongs to no one. Vietnamese Cape jasmine under a web of clotheslines. Clothes, sheets, napkins were hanging vertically, attached by clothes, pins to taut lines. Our inability to name in exactitude is our inability to see two sides at once. A parade of wooden horses that move forward or backward every 3 seconds, carrying buckets full of towels and hammocks. They sit down in the shade for a cup of coffee, both wearing white shirts, khaki pants, and funny shoes. In the movie, the camera lingers on the telephone for an extra second, and all of a sudden, things seem different. Stand in cold water. Everyone is wearing wet socks. An entire store of footed pajamas. Between the television and the ironing board are phone numbers of local restaurants organized by cuisine types. He thought he would order Italian, but in the end he had Thai. Tuesday night, he watched a salmon migration, narrated in Spanish. followed by Rachel and Ross arguing in the same language. A postcard, purchased at the Grand Canyon, looking exactly like he would have imagined and will remember. Not all repetitions, when recollected, are worthwhile. Things left unexhausted are things left behind. At some point she stopped drawing, not because of her inability to see, but simply because she was no longer interested. She said she saw a parade of wooden horses, carrying buckets full of forwarding addresses. The passage moved forward or backward every 3 seconds. Stand in cold water. It's worth thinking about while swimming, what moves and what doesn't. One can't figure out a way to tell how fast traffic is moving in the opposite direction. On one of the windiest days, she saw clouds moving fast, but they do not separate and do not end. It looked like a continuous parade of wooden horses that do not separate and do not end. Sometimes the feeling of underwater. The light coming from behind the curtain isn't always reflected and isn't reversible. When the light comes through the curtain, it is a different light than the one behind the curtain. A reflection of water on the wall of swimming pool after light is turned off. Looking down, she thought she saw a lit vertically followed by an endless sprawl. Stand in cold water. He knows exactly what to see at the site because he has seen pictures. The Japanese are seen in groups, but are not understood. The Chinese are seen in groups due to different reasons. Tourists are doomed to wait. There's no line at the abandoned Olympic site. One is told not to go to the abandoned Acropolis because there is a line. Wait in the shade for a cup of coffee and attempt to write a postcard. What he prefers about postcards is that one does not know what is the front or the back, here or there, near or far. A wall of postcards in his bedroom in Maine. Half familiar, half potential destinations. An image of a parade of wooden horses carrying images and signs. Long this image till suddenly it blurs. Stand in cold water. A kitchen with fish broth boiling by the window. Some say only the bony fish could be considered real fish. She watched a salmon migration on television in their motel room halfway through Nebraska. The definition of local is useless. A parade of wooden horses is the same as a parade of wooden camels carrying buckets full of wine and cheese. Between the television and the ironing board are phone numbers of local restaurants organized by cuisine types. Stand in cold water. Bricks beginning over cinder blocks slouch into crust. Things separate us from the ground in layers. In the day, we are drawn to taxis and at night to fireplaces. Building and people, to him they look like a parade of wooden horses, carrying buckets full of bricks, cinder blocks, and crust. Stand in cold water. Our inability to swim forever is a universal parade of wooden horses, carrying buckets full of motels, airport transit lounges, and train stations. Stand in cold water.